1 Corinthians chapter 1. From Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, and to all who are called to be God's holy people, who belong to him, who are united with Christ Jesus, together with all everywhere, who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus give you grace and peace. I always give thanks to my God for you because of the grace he has given you through Christ Jesus. For in Christ, that is, I suggest because they were baptized into Christ, you have become rich in all things, including all speech and all knowledge. The message about Christ has become firmly established in you, that you have not failed to receive one single blessing as you wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also keep you to the end, so that you will be faultless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's amazing, because he's saying that when the Lord Jesus comes, these people will be without fault. And Jude talks about the same, that we will be without fault before the presence of God, that we'll be perfect. Now, can you imagine us standing before God and the Lord Jesus, and then we're told that, oh, you know, wonderful, you're absolutely amazing. Well, we're not like that, and we're very aware, we should be aware that we're not like that. And so this is because we're in Christ. And so he's talking here of the wonders of being in Christ. This is one of the great blessings of being baptized into Christ, that not only are our sins forgiven, but we are counted as if we are Jesus. And therefore, we are looked at so positively by God. Now, this is how we've got to try to look at other people, particularly those who are baptized into Jesus, that they also have had this same righteousness counted to them. So Paul goes on, God is to be trusted, the God who called you to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So our calling then is to have a relationship, a friendship, a fellowship with the Lord Jesus. But it's not just believing certain truths and saying yes to them, yeah, all right, yes, that's true, but actually having fellowship with Jesus. So he will do things in your life, he will reveal things to you, he will talk to you, you talk to him. As we should pray then, not only to God, but to Jesus, talking with Jesus and building up this relationship with him. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I appeal to all of you, my brothers, to have one mind, so that there will be no divisions among you. Be united with one thought and one purpose. Now, to be united is not the same as to all be identical with each other. Unity is not the same as uniformity. That is, we are all one in Christ. We are one in our love of him. That doesn't mean we're all the same. Some people from the family of Chloe, and that may refer to the church that met in Chloe's house, have told me, my brothers, that there are divisions among you. Each one of you says, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos, another, I am of Peter, and another, I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God I didn't baptize any of you apart from Crispus and Gaius. Nobody can say that you were baptized into me. And I also baptized Stephanas and his family, but I don't remember if I baptized anyone else. Because Christ didn't send me to baptize, and he means he didn't send me so much as to baptize, as to preach the gospel. And to preach it not with human wisdom, lest Christ's death be robbed of all its power. So then we're simply preaching that Christ died for our sins. That is the message of the cross. And the more simple it's preached, the more powerful it is. That's what he seems to be saying. And he's not adding to it any human wisdom. For the word of the cross is nonsense to those who are being lost, but for us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And so the scripture says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and make foolish the understanding of the scholars. So then, where is the wise? Where are the scholars? Or the great debaters of this world? God has shown that the world's wisdom is foolishness. For God in his wisdom made it impossible for people to know him through their own wisdom. Instead, by the foolishness of the thing which we preach, God has saved those who believe. Jews look for miracles as proof. The Gentiles look for wisdom. But for us, we proclaim Christ crucified, a message that causes the Jews to stumble and which is considered nonsense by the Gentiles. So he says the Jews want miracles for proof. And this is unfortunately what people do. They want science and all this nonsense to prove this, show me, prove. And you can't. But all you can do is to preach Jesus Christ crucified. And there, for the truly humble mind, and it is only the proud and the arrogant who will refuse to accept this, for the humble mind, there is something in him which is the absolute evidence that God is for real. Now remember that you, my brothers, were once called by God, not many wise or powerful or of high standing were chosen, but God intentionally chose that which the world considers to be nonsense in order to shame the wise, and to choose what this world considers weak in order to shame the powerful. You see, this is where the gospel is totally different. In this world, it's thought that you're smart if you've been to university, if you've got education, if you've got worldly wisdom, and if you've got worldly power. God despises that, and that's what we should do. We should despise all that kind of learning, because it is all not going to help you towards God. That's why, although we have to study to get on in life to some degree, when I finish university, I refuse to go to any graduation or wear any cape or whatever, because I would not glorify what the Bible calls rubbish. And that's what it is. This means that no one can boast in God's presence, but God has brought you into Christ, and God has made Christ to be our wisdom. Now, this is the true wisdom, to know him crucified. By him we are justified with God. We have become God's children, and we are set free. So then, as the scripture says, let him that boasts, boast in the Lord.